Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rotoballer Radio's After Hours series. I'm your host, Anthony Aniano. Happy to be with you here today as we continue our fantasy football preview and break down the running backs of the AFC. Going to do it a little bit different. Not going to give a listing 1 to 20, 1 to 40. Going to break it down. I'm going to look at team by team, give my thoughts on players, where I have them ranked, but it won't be in a numerical order as I'll go with a team by team approach. Talk about some handcuffs and all of that fun stuff. Guys, rotoballer.com has you covered. Football, baseball, basketball, DFS, season long, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. Sign up for the football premium package using the promotional code ACES and save 10%. You're basically telling them that I sent you. Subscribe right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel as well. And make sure you listen to all the Rotoballer radio shows right here on YouTube, on the radio tab, on the website, Blog Talk Radio, and on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, including Sunday mornings with Rotoballer, Scott Angle, myself, on the Sunday morning Rotoballer show on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. All right, guys. So I produced last week a couple of football videos. I broke down my quarterback rankings into two shows, my top-tier quarterbacks, my 1 through 12, and then my 12 through 24. So running backs, I'm going to do the same thing. It'll be over two shows. Today's show, today's episode, we'll cover the AFC. We'll go team by team, and we start in the AFC East and take a look at the running backs of the New England Patriots, okay? Sony Michel is the feature back. Current ADP has him going. My ADPs are based off of fantasyfootballcalculator.com. Current ADP is at 5.02 as running back number 25. He is my running back 20 entering draft season. An RB2 in most formats. When you look at 4.5 yards per carry, 931 rushing yards, 6 rushing touchdowns, a tremendous playoff, 6 touchdowns in the playoffs alone. The problem with Sony Michel, especially in a PPR format, doesn't catch the ball. Only 7 receptions for 50 yards all season last year. Averaged about 11 fantasy points per game last season. But Sony Michel, and he has to stay on the field, 13 games last season, missed a few due to injury. But I have Sony Michel at 20, an ADP in the fifth round. He's your RB2. I like it. If you go through rounds 1, 2, 3, and 4, you can, in theory, grab one running back in there, round 1, round 2, couple of wide receivers, okay, and then grab Sony Michel as your second running back. You're in good shape. Now, if you want the true handcuff to Sony Michel, it's going to be the rookie Damian Harris, who's going in the 10th round on Fantasy Football Calculator as running back 45. I have him outside my top 60 because it's going to be tough for the young kid to find carries, okay? But he is the true handcuff to Sony Michel. We'll see some carries, and the problem with any New England offense is Bill Belichick. You never know what he's going to do. We're leaning right now Sony Michel. The young kid, third-round pick, was Harris. Okay, ton of talent there. Now, in a PPR format, you have James White, who's currently going 4 picks after Sony Michel at 5.06, running back number 27. I have him in a PPR format as running back number 28, so I'm right there with his current ADP. Last season, 5 rushing touchdowns, 7 receiving touchdowns, 87 receptions, 751 receiving yards. You can make the argument he's the second best receiver on this Patriots team after Julian Edelman. But keep in mind, they drafted N'Keal Harry. Demaryius Thomas is there for whatever he's worth. Year 2, Sony Michel. Year 1, Damian Harris. Rex Burkhead, who is not going, who is not being drafted, he's a waiver wire ad, would be the PPR handcuff, and he's still going to be involved in this offense. I don't think James White produces the fantasy points he produced last year, 17 fantasy points a game in a PPR format. He was terrific, okay? You can walk away. I have him at 28, but the truth of the matter is if you go, you know, no running back strategy, if you want to go 3 wide receivers to start your draft, and then you're happy with somebody within the top 30 as your RB2 in a PPR format, James White is fine. He's my RB3 in Scott Fishbowl. And I'm okay with that. It's a half point PPR. He's my RB3. He's going to be one of my flex plays. Gives me, I'm not expecting 17 a game. I'm expecting 12, 13. Okay, as a floor, I'm okay with that. He'll have some better games. But keep in mind, there were 12 total touchdowns last year for James White. Okay. The Miami Dolphins, Kenyon Drake is the clear running back one as we sit here mid-July. Okay. ADP of 4.11, similar to the Patriots running back spot, running back 24. I have him ranked at 23. Okay. Adam Gase is gone. Hopefully Miami now uses Kenyon Drake because we saw potential in the past. 535 rushing yards last year, 4.5 yards a carry, a total of 9 touchdowns, 5 through the air, 4 on the ground, 73 targets, 53 receptions. A nice two-way back, somebody who could catch the ball and run the ball. Again, RB2 is where I have him slated in a fantasy lineup. But again, zero running back or waiting on running back. He could be your RB1 if you want to stack 3 wide receivers to start the draft. The handcuff there is obviously Kalen Ballage. Okay, going in the 14th round at running back 61. I have him at running back 54. Okay, he did average 5.3 yards a carry, had a 100-yard game down the stretch. He is the obvious handcuff to Kenyon Drake. If you go Drake in that round 4, 10 rounds later, be prepared to grab Kalen Ballage. Buffalo Bills running back situation. To me, it's a situation to avoid. LeSean McCoy going in the 9th round as running back 41. I have him at running back 37. He is nothing more than an RB3. 3 total touchdowns last year, 3.2 yards a carry, 514 rushing yards. Terrible season for LeSean McCoy as this offense now becomes the Josh Allen show. They brought in Frank Gore, 722 yards. Frank Gore did not have a rushing touchdown last year. He's a waiver wire ad. TJ Yeldon, I was hoping he would land in a better situation than he did in Buffalo. TJ Yeldon, when Leonard Fournette went down last year, was highly effective. I used him as a flex option last year. TJ Yeldon, 55 receptions on the season last year for Jacksonville, but has to find a role now in Buffalo. Dynasty League players, and I have them in the SiriusXM Dynasty League, is the rookie Devin Singletary, who's actually being drafted, has an ADP of 12.08 as running back 52. On Fantasy Football Calculator, there are people out there who are believing that Singletary, the third-round pick, will end up being a feature back potentially or having a significant role in Buffalo. I took him, like I said, in a rookie-only draft. Don't have high expectations this year, but hoping a role develops over time for Devin Singletary. But that's the problem with Buffalo. They're 4 deep there. Who's catching the ball? McCoy, we know, could catch the ball. Yeldon's a PPR-style back. Gore is ageless. McCoy is he on his last legs, and then they brought in Singletary. It's not a situation I like. Dynasty leagues look Singletary, McCoy as an RB3. Jets situation, Le'Veon Bell. Spoke about him on SiriusXM today. There is some slight bust concerns here with Lev Bell. Sitting out a year. Adam Gase is head coach. These are all things that could concern you. Currently going 1.10, number 7 overall from the running back. I have him at number 6. We know he held out last year, but 2 years ago he was the top running back in the game. He should easily see 300 touches combined receiving and rushing, if not 350. The Jets are smart. There's no long-term relationship here, in my opinion, with Le'Veon Bell. You ride him, and you ride him some more. When Jamison Crowder and Robbie Anderson are your best wide receivers, tight end Chris Herndon is missing the first 4 games, you want to put Sam Darnold in the best situation possible. That's getting the ball in Le'Veon Bell's hands as often and frequently as you can. Elijah McGuire is the handcuff. Okay, the true handcuff. Now, keep an eye on Ty Montgomery, the former Packer. If something were to happen to Lev Bell, Ty Montgomery can assume a pass-catching role in this Jets offense out of the backfield. But McGuire, Montgomery, a waiver wire adds, Lev Bell, the true feature back. I love him in round 2. Don't love him in round 1. And that's where I got him in Scott Fishbowl. Got him in round 2. DeAndre Hopkins, round 1. Lev Bell, round 2. I'm okay with that there. All right? Let's take a look at the AFC North. And I think one of the more underrated running backs in the game right now, more in standard than a PPR format, but that's Mark Ingram, 29 years old, signs the contract to go to the Baltimore Ravens. Currently going in the 4th round, 4.08, running back 23. I have him a little higher. I have him at running back 18. Okay? He's 29 years old, but not a lot of miles. Didn't play much as a rookie a few years back. He's been sharing carries with guys like Alvin Kamara. Now getting a true feature back role. 6 touchdowns on the ground last year. 4.7 yards per carry. Did have 21 receptions for 152 yards. Okay, he's better than Gus Edwards. He's better than the rookie Hill that's there in Baltimore. He'll be a 15-carry back on a run-first team. Okay, it'll be him, Lamar Jackson, Gus Edwards as a backup who's not even being drafted on average. And then the rookie Justice Hill, okay, going at 12.11. Monitor that training camp battle to be Mark Ingram's backup. Gus Edwards had a nice year, 718 yards, 2 touchdowns, can't catch the ball, only 2 catches all year, but did average 5.2 yards per carry. I got Gus Edwards in like round 20 of Scott Fishbowl and Mark Ingram. I got them both. Like Lev Bell, here's what I did actually. Backtrack for a second. Lev Bell in round 2, Elijah McGuire was my last pick, round 22 for the true handcuff. In Baltimore went Mark Ingram, round 4, round 5, something like that. Gus Edwards, much, much later, round 19, round 20, as a handcuff for Ingram. Didn't want to have to fight a waiver wire or a fab bid situation with my running backs if something happened to either one of them. Pittsburgh, James Conner. A lot of talk earlier in the summer about James Conner not having a role. Jalen Samuels, the rookie Snell. Nonsense. James Conner is the feature back on this Pittsburgh Steelers team. And if he didn't prove it to you last year that he can handle that, you weren't watching enough. He was a PPR three-down monster in this Steelers offense. Missed a couple of games down the stretch. Currently going at 2.02, number 9 overall. He is my number 9 running back and a true feature running back. 4.5 yards a carry, 12 rushing touchdowns, 973 yards. If he didn't get injured, he would have gone over 1,000. 71 targets, 55 receptions, 497 receiving yards, averaged 21.5 fantasy points a game. You can't ask for much more than what James Conner gave you. Got to stay on the field, okay? When he was on it for the first 13, 14 games last year, he was outstanding. Second round, I love it. Sign me up. My RB1, I love it. Sign me up, okay? Handcuff him with Jalen Samuels. And Jalen Samuels is going to have a role. You're going to have him on your roster, even if you don't have James Conner. If you're looking for a bye week fill-in, a flex play, Jalen Samuels will have a nice role in Pittsburgh. Remember, he averaged over 4.5 yards a carry, okay? Caught 26 passes, had 3 receiving touchdowns, had a nice little run filling in for James Conner. He's going in the 9th round, 9.08, running back 42. I have him a little bit later than that. I have him at number 51. But again, he'll have a role. He's not just a handcuff. He'll have some days and weeks where you'll put him in your lineup, even if you have James Conner or you don't have James Conner, as a flex option against teams that are prone to giving up receptions to the running back position. Okay, Snell is a waiver wire ad if something were to happen to one of those other two running backs. Cleveland and Nick Chubb, currently going at 209, running back 13. I have him at running back 12, 5.2 yards per carry, 996 rushing yards on the season, 8 rushing touchdowns, 20 receptions, 2 receiving touchdowns, and an explosive Cleveland offense, okay? Odell, Landry, Njoku, Mayfield, Chubb walks into a great spot. Do not be concerned about Kareem Hunt. I'm not. He's missing 8 games. You only worry about Kareem Hunt is if Chubb is struggling through the first 7 weeks of the season and then Kareem Hunt walks into a significant role. If Chubb is doing his job, there is no concern about what's happening with Nick Chubb, okay? Duke Johnson's currently going at running back 63 at an ADP of 14.07, 52 on my ranking, 5 yards a carry, but his value really is catching the ball out of the backfield. 47 receptions on the season, 62 targets last year. He's kind of devalued now with Landry, Tony Callaway, Odell Njoku. He may very well become the 5th receiving option on this Cleveland team. Chubb caught the ball a little bit as well. Kareem Hunt, tough to predict. Out the first 8 games, he's not on my draft boards. Okay, he's currently going. This is crazy to me. Kareem Hunt is going in the 8th round. Okay, 8th round, 8.02 at running back 36. I can't put a running back who at best is playing half the season that high. Can't do it. So Kareem Hunt, not really anybody I'm looking at come draft day. And finally, the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Mixon, going first pick in the 2nd round, going at an ADP. He's overall running back at 8. I have him a little lower. I have him at number 11, but nonetheless, an RB1 and somebody who can really lead your team. If you want to go wide receiver, running back, that's the way to go, okay? Joe Mixon, 4.9 yards a carry, over 1,100 yards, 8 rushing, 1 receiving touchdowns. Again, a 3-down back, 43 receptions could do it all, okay? Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, Joe Mixon, the key, Tyler Boyd to that Bengals offense. Love him in the second round. A lot of second-round value at the running back position here that we've talked about. Guys like James Conner, guys like Nick Chubb, guys like Joe Mixon. You can grab that wide receiver one and still grab that elite running back in that second round. Gio Bernard is the backup. Gio Bernard can be a bye week fill-in in a flex spot in a PPR format. 35 receptions last year, going in the 14th round. I have him at 53. His current ADP has him at 62. 3 rushing touchdowns, no receiving, but 48 targets and 35 receptions last year. Okay, thanks for listening. That's 2 divisions in the AFC. The next show, we'll talk about the AFC South and the AFC West. Follow that up with some NFC running back talk as well. All right, folks, thanks for listening to the Running Back Preview Show, Part 1. We'll be back with Part 2 right here on rotoballer.com. Follow me on Twitter at AAnnianoFantasy. Have a good day, everybody.